Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for Tuesday, October 14th, 2008. The Israeli military shot and wounded on Tuesday morning a Palestinian resident at the Hawara checkpoint in Nablus City. These news and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers manning the Hawara checkpoint in the West Bank city of Nablus shot and wounded on Tuesday morning a 20-year-old resident while attempting to cross the checkpoint due to long hours of delay of movement. Witnesses said that the young man was shot in the legs by these soldiers after trying to cross. At the internal level, the Al-Azhar University of Gaza announced today that the three students were beaten severely by some attackers believed to be linked with the Islamic Students' Bloc at the university. University sources confirmed that the incident took place based on a previous administration decision to fire those students due to past riots amidst factional fighting between Fatah and Hamas parties in Gaza 1 year ago. In the meantime, the Palestinian Prime Minister of Hamas denounced during a cabinet meeting on Tuesday what he termed the Palestinian Authority's crackdown on Hamas in the West Bank. Haniyeh deplored the escalation as unhelpful to current national unity talks in Cairo. Meanwhile, Palestinian Interior Minister of the Ramallah-based government, which is dominated by Fatah, said Tuesday that his security services' actions across the West Bank are needed to achieve the Palestinian national goal. Hamas's spokesman in Gaza, Fawzi Barhoum, looked for words that Cairo can bring Fatah and Hamas together for reaching a national unity agreement after more than 60 months of division between Gaza and the West Bank. Since Hamas has taken over Gaza in June of last year, the Palestinian governments in both Gaza and the West Bank have been exchanging arrest campaigns of each other's members and supporters. In another news, the Hamas party denied Tuesday it received a letter from the U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. The denial came after a Kuwait-based local newspaper reported that Hamas received a letter via the American embassy in Damascus. Hamas confirmed it has never been against opening to the outside world and the problem lies in the Israeli occupation. The United States, Israel and Western governments have boycotted the Islamist Hamas party since coming to power after January 2006 parliamentary elections until the party recognizes Israel, renounces violence and accepts past signed peace agreements with Israel. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Mizari and George Ishmawi.